This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Let those refuse to sing who never knew a God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad.
We are marching to Zion,
Zion,
beautiful, beautiful Zion. Lord, we are marching upwards to Zion, Lord, the beautiful city of God.
The hills of Zion yield a thousand sacred streets. Before we reach the heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly field, or walk the golden street, or walk the golden street. We are marching.
We are marching to Zion.
Zion.
Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yeah, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yeah, the beautiful city of God.
Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground to Pharaoh West on high, to Pharaoh West on high. We are marching.
We are marching to Zion,
Zion,
beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yeah, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yon, the beautiful city of God. We are marching to Zion,
Zion,
beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yon, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yon, the beautiful city of God. We are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yeah, we are marching upwards to Zion. Yeah, the beautiful city of God. We are marching to Zion.
My name is Newton Wallace. My memory verse is taken from Philippians 4:4.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Amen.
My name is Sophie Nointi. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
My name is Jonathan Xavier Daku. I am 5 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 9:22. I was blind, but now I see. Amen.
My name is Na. I am 4 years old. 3 John 2. Love it. I pray about all things that you may enjoy good health. Amen.
My name is Miriam Abraham. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 22, verse 1 and 2. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our faith shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Amen.
My name is Lily Jessica Nadede Obli. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 91, verse 1 to 3. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His wings, and under His wings you shall abide. Amen.
My name is Miriam Abraham. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 22, verse 1 and 2. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our faith shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Amen.
Children, welcome to Story Time with Auntie Equia. Today's story is captioned Rebecca is Found, and it is based on Genesis chapter 24. Abraham's servant was still beside the well praying that God would help him to choose Isaac's bride when he heard footsteps coming near. He looked up to see a beautiful girl walking towards the well, her empty water pot on her shoulder. As she filled the jar, the servant hurried forward. Please, may I have a drink? He asked. She readily lowered the jar and let him drink. Then her eyes strayed to the waiting camels. Sir, shall I get your camels a drink too? She offered, and began to fill her water pot again and again until the drinking trough was full. The servant was full of joy. I hope, children, you remember last week's story. that when the servant reached the well, he and the camels knelt and prayed to God that to help him get the right woman for Isaac, the woman who would come to the well and give him water and offer to give the camels water, should be Isaac's wife. And here she was. This lady didn't just give him water, but also gave water to all the camels. Indeed, his prayer had been answered. "What is your name?" he asked. "Rebecca," she said. "I am the granddaughter of Nahor." The servant knew that Nahor was Abraham's own brother. How good God had been to lead him to his master's family. He brought out rich jewels and put them on Rebecca. Rebecca took the servant home, and there he told his story to the whole family. Rebecca's father and brother agreed that she should marry Isaac. It was so clearly what God wanted. Next morning, the servant was eager to be off. Nothing that Rebecca's reluctant family could say would persuade him to stay longer. Of course, he had found what he came for. Why should he wait? With many tears and kisses, they all said goodbye to Rebecca. How glad she was that her old childhood nurse would go with her on the long journey to meet a husband she had never seen. When they drew near, Rebecca looked eagerly around. Then she caught sight of someone walking in the fields. At that moment, he too looked up and saw the camels. Quickly, Rebecca slipped down from her camel. "Who is that man?" she asked the servant. "It is my master, Isaac," he replied. The moment Isaac met Rebecca, he loved her, and he gladly made her his wife. Of course, Rebecca was beautiful and so full of grace. Children, this is the end of our story. You see, whenever you trust every aspect of your life into God's hands, He leads, and in the end, it's full of joy. When the servant asked God to lead him to find the right woman for Isaac, because he asked, God helped. And the moment Isaac and Rebecca met, they fell in love. This was like marriage made from heaven. Learn from this story that whatever you want in life, ask God to lead you to what is right. Once again, our story ends here. I wish I could stay and go on and on, but this is all that time will permit. So until I meet you again next week, stay blessed. Share the lessons with your friends, your siblings, and your family. And remember, God loves you. Adios. Goodbye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Once again, it's a privilege to speak to lovely people like you. And I am so thrilled about you coming to give me your ears. I really have that kind of blessing because you are hearing me. Today I want us to look at the power of togetherness. The power of togetherness. Jesus, the Son of God, is the only Savior of the world. Without him you will perish. He happens to be the only Son of God. And when we come to him, he also gives us the kind of privilege to be sons and daughters of God. When we have him, you know we will have life. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible tells us in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, two walk together except they agreed. Now, even some who are striving for the mastery over the enemy develop a predisposition to do wrong. You see, evil prevails over good because they do not trust wholly in Jesus Christ. They do not abide in him, and because of their lack of dependence on God, we do not have that kind of agreement. And therefore, the Lord is saying one thing and we are also saying another thing. But no one is compelled to choose this class as familiar associates. The temptation of life are met everywhere. And those who complain of the church members being cold, being proud, haughty, unchristlike, need not associate with this class. There are many who are warm-hearted, self-denial, self-sacrificing, who would, if necessary, lay down their lives to save souls. Let none then become accusers of the church members, but let the tares grow together with the wheat. For thus said Christ, he said, it should be. That is how it ought to be. But we are not under the necessity of being tares ourselves, because the harvest is not all wheat. Those who reject the life and character of Jesus, refusing to be like him, declare themselves to be in controversy with God. He that is not with me is against me, Jesus Christ declares. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Those who love God will not choose his enemies as their friends. The question is asked, should you help the ungodly and love them which hate the Lord? True Christians will not choose the society of non-Christians. If the Lord gives them a special position in the world, as he gave Joseph and Daniel, he will keep them from being contaminated. We need to discern good from evil. We need all the help and instructions that come from a true faith. We need to listen to the inculcation of scripture and doctrines which are free from the sophistry and deception of the great deceiver, Satan. We need to live in as pure a religious atmosphere as possible, that we may bring solid timbers into our character building. We have to agree with God right now by association with those who have no faith in God. Wrong ideas are imperceptibly insinuated into our minds and into our hearts by the masterworker of deception. These prove the ruin of many. Will you choose the association of the irreligious and disloyal who own choice from those who love God? will you place yourself as far from the light as possible? This is the way of delusion. This is the way of deception. You will never be where you will find too much light. But woe to those who choose darkness rather than light. You see, the Bible is a simple book. And if we read it more carefully, we'll find out that God is looking for people who will agree with him. You see, the mindset of God is always pure and everlasting. It is holy and sin-free. He wants us to have that kind of mindset, to be in agreement with him, to have that intertwining with him, so that our lives and his life will be in the same tuning. When our life is intertwined or entwined with that of the Lord God Almighty, people will say that, yes, these people are children of God. This is the promise given. This is the mandate given. This is what we have to cling on to be in the same agreement with the Lord. I ask you today, are you in agreement with the Lord? If you are not in agreement with him, then I am sorry that you will have no part with him. But if today you will say, Lord, I agree with you, take my life, all that I have is yours, the Lord is saying that you will have that kind of assurance, and he will never fail you, and heaven will be rest assured for you. May God bless you so much. May you have that kind of joy and that kind of peace that the Lord expects you to have. May your life never be the same. May you be blessed now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.